Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Today, we're joined by Bloomberg tech reporter Matthew Boyle. So more workers are slowly returning to the office. A new study says last week, more than 50% of workers in major cities in the U.S. went back to the office for the first time since the pandemic. So, Matthew, have things been slowly inching up to 50%? I mean, I feel like it's been a long time since we've seen that.
Yes, you're right. It has been quite a long time, and I think inching is the best way to put it. I mean, these indices that we track every week have been really going nowhere for some time. And of course, over the holidays, when everyone disappeared for vacation or just to avoid the cold, some of these occupancy numbers went down to 21%, 32%. But they've been inching back up, as you say, and they just kind of crossed this, sort of a bit of a milestone, maybe a dubious milestone of 50%. And to be clear, that's a comparison to a pre-pandemic baseline. It's not 50% of all people who could possibly be in the office or 50% of all people with security badges. So basically just half of, where we were before COVID. And it really shows how sticky, hybrid and particularly remote work and how popular those arrangements are. So many companies are grappling with that right now and realizing that they probably are not going to need as much real estate as they once did.
Can we dial down and take a look at the Bay Area, because particularly San Francisco, maybe Silicon Valley, but San Francisco's downtown for sure has been a ghost town for so long.
Yes, and San Francisco, the number I gave, the 50%, that's a 10-city average. San Francisco, as you'd expect, is below that average at around 45.9%. Now, it did increase. It is up from the previous week. And that average, another city in that average is San Jose, which includes a lot of the Silicon Valley offices. And there, that was actually the lowest of the 10 cities at 41%. So, yes, you're seeing, any cities with more of a preponderance of technology companies and workers are going to be certainly below average because those companies have historically, and traditionally been more open to those types of remote work arrangements. Now, of course, there are outliers like, our friends at Twitter, but by and large, San Francisco, San Jose, you're seeing results well below the average. And I'm not sure when those cities are going to get above 50%, if ever.
Yeah, it is a struggle. And I'm wondering whether the people are coming back into the office because they want to or because they have to.
Well, that's the problem. Is it a carrot or a stick? You're right. You want it to. The carrots didn't work. They gave out the free donuts and free beer after work to try to entice people back. But you really have to give people a reason to come back to the office, a purpose. It can't just be, free donuts, and it can't just be, some mandate from on high saying thou shalt be in 3 or 4 days a week. And then if you go in and you spend, 6 hours on Zoom calls all day, you kind of wonder, well, why did I schlep to the office? And so you really have to make this intentional. And I think smarter companies are doing that. When they bring people in, it's to get together for perhaps coaching or mentoring or some type of brainstorming session where, there really is some benefit to being together in person. But again, it's a lot of fits and starts here. And plenty of companies still getting this wrong.
I used to think that the free lunches, the gourmet lunches and the dry cleaning and the we'll detail your car thing was super cool. But then do you think that people woke up to the fact that that was because you were chained to your desk?
Well, yeah, and it's also, I mean, a lot of that is going away, right? The free dry cleaning, I believe, is one of the many perks that is disappearing in this more age of austerity here. So, again, if that's what's getting you to the office, that's not really a great thing. But on the flip side, you know, those things cease after a while. You offer them for so long, they cease to be perks, and they kind of become expected, almost part of the benefits package, and certainly a tool for recruitment and retention. But, you know, when it comes down to it is, you know, are you enjoying the work you're doing? Are you engaged? Do you like your boss? You know, those are universal things that I really think are going to determine whether or not people are you know, willing to get in their car, get on a train and go into the office.
Thanks, Matthew. Bloomberg tech reporter Matthew Boyle. You can hear our tech and business reports weekdays at 12:30 on KCBS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.